Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Over the past couple of weeks on the show, we placed the spotlight on music from the films of actor Arnold Schwarzenegger in recognition of the fact that Arnold was returning to movie theaters with the action film The Last Stand. Well, this week, Arnold's old rival Sylvester Stallone also delivered his latest starring vehicle, Walter Hill's Bullet to the Head. So it seems like an appropriate time to give Sly the same treatment. Stallone played a number of small supporting roles in the earliest days of his career. You can spot him in such diverse films as Woody Allen's Bananas, Alan J. Pakula's Clute, and Dick Richards' update, Farewell, My Lovely. However, the film which really launched Stallone's career was a movie he wrote and starred in, the 1976 boxing drama Rocky. Stallone's had a long career in Hollywood, but there's no question that Rocky was the character the actor was born to play. It's a perfect marriage of actor and material, and it made such a strong impression on critics that it led many to believe that Stallone was one of the next great actors. Roger Ebert even compared him favorably to Marlon Brando. The film's score made a similarly huge impression, as composer Bill Conti's main theme actually made it to number one on the Billboard charts. The piece is called Gonna Fly Now, of course, and it also contains a choir chanting some inspirational lyrics, getting strong now, gonna fly now, etc., trying hard now, and so on and so on. It was reported that those lyrics were added because some were afraid that some viewers wouldn't understand what was happening during the film's famous training montage. That silliness aside, it's a terrific theme which has earned an important place in pop culture history. So let's take a listen to that and some other pieces from Rocky.
I did it! left trying to say is that if I can change and you can change, everybody can change.
That's music from Rocky, written by Bill Conti. It was evident that Conti and Sylvester Stallone were fated to work together for a while, as Conti also scored Stallone's next film, Fist, directed by Norman Jewison. In the film, Stallone plays a union worker in the 1930s who eventually finds himself rising through the ranks of the mafia. Now, the score by Bill Conti isn't as distinctive as his work on Rocky, but it's another fine dramatic effort. Let's take a listen to some of his work.
Thank you.
includes music from Fist, written by Bill Conti. Sylvester Stallone also made his directorial debut in 1978 with a film called Paradise Alley, a family drama about three Italian-American brothers. Again, it's a film from the window of time in which Stallone seemed eager to be taken seriously as an actor, but the movie wasn't nearly as well received as Rocky. Critics beat up on Stallone's writing, his directing, his acting, and his singing. Yes, his singing. The movie opens with Mr. Stallone performing a tune called Too Close to Paradise, which features a melody by, guess who? Yes, Bill Conti, who also wrote the score. Now we're going to take a listen to three pieces. First, we'll hear that song that Mr. Stallone sings, then we'll hear a selection from Bill Conti's score, and then a really lovely song by Tom Waits included on the film's soundtrack. Enjoy.
Sometimes the difference is too hard to tell. When there's deep pockets and old worn out seats, they say you feel them back right in your dreams. And I'm one step closer now with one more fight in paradise. They tell me that the sun shines all night, and maybe not enough.
Yeah.
and the losers have been swept from the gin mills. Hello, sucker. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. 34th Street, good tidings to you. And will you meet me in paradise on Eden night? We'll leave town in a bottle of whiskey. Come on, you old scarecrow, and be a wheel, not a lamppost. Just put a saddle on a wishbone, and you're halfway there. Oh, you know that heroes wear wings where their dreams used to be. Go on and ask the hooligans as they sweep down the midway. I'm going waltzing tonight with the Statue of Liberty. Come on, you old lazy bones, let's get out of this place. Will you meet me? Paradise, I'll lead a night. We leave town in a bottle of whiskey. And come on, you old scarecrow, hand me a wheel, not a lamppost. Just put a saddle on a wishbone, and you're halfway there. Well, it's a counterfeit moon, and I'm seeing right through it. Oh, so don't spend it all in one place. And we'll ride to the top of the morning. Tonight, you can ride on my shoulders, and I'll show you the way. If you mean me in paradise, I'll lead a name. We leave town in a bottle of whiskey. So come on, you old scarecrow, hand me a wheel, not a lamppost. Just put a saddle on a wishbone, and you're halfway there.
Listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're featuring music from the films of actor Sylvester Stallone on the program today, in particular spotlighting some of the really early films from his career. In the wake of the failure of Paradise Alley, it only made sense for Stallone to return to the safety of the Rocky franchise. Rocky II wasn't as strong as its predecessor, arguably because Stallone decided to direct the film himself. Still, it was definitely good to see the actor return to his comfort zone. Rocky II is a worthy sports drama on its own terms, even if it sort of undercuts the power of the first film. Bill Conti's score, of course, recycled the Gonna Fly Now theme quite a bit, but he also brought a number of compelling new ideas to the table. Let's take a listen to this fine suite of music that Mr. Conti arranged for the soundtrack. Thank you. music from Rocky II, written by Bill Conti. In 1981, Stallone co-starred in a different sort of sports drama, Escape to Victory, about a group of World War II prisoners playing soccer while in captivity. The film was directed by John Huston and also features such cast members as Michael Caine, Max von Sydow, and the soccer legend Pele. It's not a bad movie, actually, and it features yet another Bill Conti score. It's an effort which owes more to Elmer Bernstein's The Great Escape than to Conti's own Rocky efforts, and it's an upbeat, inspirational score which effectively captures the spirit of the slightly silly yet entertaining movie it accompanies. Enjoy!
Thank you.
That's music from Escape to Victory, written by Bill Conti. In 1982, Stallone returned to the Rocky franchise once again with the imaginatively named Rocky III, a film which saw the Italian Stallion facing off against Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. It's definitely the moment where the series started turning pretty silly, and it was becoming clear that Stallone was more interested in commercial success than in artistic ambition. Conti's score had some excellent moments, particularly a tender theme he wrote for Mickey, the crusty trainer played by Burgess Meredith. However, the most lasting musical element of the film is undoubtedly Eye of the Tiger, the signature song of the popular 80s band Survivor. We'll conclude today's program by spotlighting that number, in addition to some of Conti's fine instrumental material. Next week, we'll dig into the Rambo films and Stallone's new identity as an action star. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
One thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win.